Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Milligan and Bob Loddick.
Welcome to another episode of Blogging Your Passion. This is Jonathan. I'm going to be your host today. And today I want to talk to you about something that I would say is probably the most exciting thing I've done in the last year. And that is publishing on the Amazon Kindle. Now, I know not per se if you're a blogger that publishing something on the Amazon Kindle is necessarily building a blog, although there are certainly ways that you can drive traffic from your Kindle book to your blog. But I really want to talk about this today because just in the last week, I have had multiple conversations with people who are interested in this topic. And so last year, I think it was June, I published my first career book, and I've actually got three in the hopper. I've got one more book that I hope to finish by the end of this month. Bob has published a book that's done very well. It's actually been as high as number two in his category. And actually, in the last month, my wife has published a Kindle book called 23 Mini Makeovers, Simple Home Projects That You Can Do. And she has been elated. Her and her friend started a blog about a year ago, and they're just building traffic to it. They haven't made a whole lot of money with it. And in the first week of publishing their Kindle book, they're already getting tons of downloads, making money with their Kindle book. And so I thought it would be good for me to talk about this some more, since it seems to be coming up in my, just in my normal everyday conversations with people, to kind of give you an overview and talk to you about publishing on the Kindle. You know, it's funny that when I published, I posted on Facebook, so my friends and family would know that I've got a book on the Kindle. And you would have thought I just became a New York Times bestselling author. You know, I had aunts asking me if they could go to the bookstore and get the book, even though they're several thousand miles away from me and where I live. And just the notoriety and the social proof that you can gain from publishing a book. And as of this recording, it's free. Anybody can upload a book. You can write it in a Word document. You can have a cover design professionally. And there's more ins and outs to it, but the truth is anyone can do it. There's nothing stopping you. You don't have to have a literary agent. You don't have to push a book idea. This is just you using what it is you're passionate about and putting it out there to the world. In fact, we have a course that we've launched, and I would say we've had dozens of students who have published on the Amazon Kindle, and some have even put over a couple of books on the Amazon Kindle. It's called Kindle Your Passion, and it's actually an online video course that goes into more depth. And I'm going to share a video with you that comes from our Blogging Your Passion University 301 program, and you're going to get some really good nuggets and a good overview of how you can publish on the Kindle. But it's a great passive income. If you're looking for something that's passive, this really is. I mean, I published the book in June. I've done very little with it in terms of updates, which I'm eventually going to update it. But since last June, I've received a check every single month from Amazon for a book that I uploaded back in June. And you could do it too. But in our online video course called Kindle Your Passion, we give you a 30-day plan to help you publish your first book. We talk about how to research your Kindle book, tricks to speed up the writing process, things you must know when publishing your Kindle book, how to promote your book. I mean, there's over 24 step-by-step videos. We give you checklist PDFs. We have a private Facebook group where you can post any question that you have. And we've got several people in that group that have taken the course. I give you a mind map of the whole process in a PDF. I actually even give you the formatted template in Word so that you have the exact template to write your book. And of course, there's a video screencast recording on how to walk through and upload your Kindle book. So I'd encourage you to check that out. You can go simply check out the course and the outline at bloggingyourpassion.com/Kindle. All right, now I'm going to let you preview about a 12-minute talk I did with our university students showing them how to publish on the Kindle. In this video, we're going to talk about how to make an income with Amazon Kindle. Now, this might seem at first a little bit out of place because it's not specifically about earning income on your blog, but I want you to hear me out. The reason why I wanted to include this in here is because I believe right now it has the greatest potential to create an income stream for you as a blogger. You have been down this road, assuming the reason you're in 301 is because you've been blogging for a little while now, and so you've got lots and lots of content ideas. So I would just encourage you to think about taking a category or maybe a specific subject that you enjoy writing about, looking through your old blog post, and ask yourself, could I turn this into an ebook that I could sell on the Amazon Kindle? You know, since I have started writing a series of books on job searching, the first book I actually published on the Amazon Kindle has done very well for me. It's created an income stream where I'm getting a direct deposit amount every single month without fail from Amazon. And this was a book that I've actually created several months ago. And so it continues to rise in popularity. And there's some things that you can do to promote your book, and I'll briefly mention this in a little bit. But what's great about Amazon is that you're going to where the traffic already is. And here's how it connects with you as a blogger. You can actually put links directing people back to your blog, whether it's to your homepage or whether it's to specific areas or blog posts that you've written. And so it's a great way for you to drive traffic to your blog just by publishing on Amazon Kindle. And it's not as hard or as difficult as it may sound. Now, I will say this. I'm not going to be able to cover every single aspect. I'm going to give you the big nuggets that you need to be able to pull this off successfully. We actually have a complete course that has over 27 videos in it. It's called Kindle Your Passion. There's a link directly below if you want to go check that out. And we've already walked several students through it, and even have some students who are even onto their second book that they're publishing on Amazon Kindle. And it's really been a rewarding thing to see them see some success. So let me just walk you through the steps here. First of all, what I want to encourage you to do is put together a 10,000 to 25,000 word ebook. Now, a typical novel is going to be about 40,000 words. So what you might want to think about doing is chunk that down and do more of a fourth of a book. I would say most Amazon Kindle books that you find on the Amazon Kindle that are more, I would say, the lower price category below $5, which is very common. I think an average price for a Kindle book is somewhere around $3. Doesn't mean you can't charge more. You certainly are welcome to. But I would say the average size is probably around 12,000 to 15,000 words, and it's probably under $5 in price. Now, although that seems really low, you can actually make several hundred dollars a month at a price point that you set that's less than $5. So what you want to do is you want to look through a certain category in your blog, think about maybe some posts that you wrote or a series that you wrote that you particularly enjoy or you think might be a good topic. And you can be as specific as you want to be. Amazon's got very specific niches out there that, so don't be concerned about trying to make your category too broad. There are some people that I know of that have not rewritten their blog posts, but have taken their blog posts word for word, put it in a book, and published it on Kindle. Now, what will happen is they'll actually do a check, like a Copyscape check, and they will find out if your words in your ebook have already been published somewhere online. And if it's connected back to you, they may want you to confirm it. So you may want to go down that route. What I actually did is I just took a series of my posts and I actually just kind of rewrote all of them. And some of those posts I had more to contribute to it since I had written about it. There's more things that I had learned that I wanted to add in there. So you be the judge on which direction you want to go there. But once you get that done, the next step is you're going to format your book for the Kindle. Now, the easiest way to explain this is just show you a document. This is actually on Google Docs, but you can use a simple Word document, and you actually use that Word document to upload to the Kindle library. So there's a couple things you want to keep in mind when you are putting this together. The first thing that you want to keep in mind is that you want to have a clickable table of contents. So as an example here, if I were to click on chapter 3 and I were to jump into chapter 3, you can see it takes me automatically to that chapter. You want to have that as a way to make it easy for people to navigate and move around. The average user is used to that. The second thing you want to do is you want to remove the margins. You see it goes right up to the edge into the bottom of my pages. And the reason why is because if you try to set margins in your document, if you have an Amazon Kindle or you know how it works, you can resize your font any which way you want. And so when you have the formatted, when you have margins, it messes up the formatting. So you want to make sure that you don't have any margins. Another thing is when you use pictures, you want to make sure that they are not left aligned or right aligned. You want them to be centered into your document. That's again for formatting issues. And the second thing is you want to make sure that your picture or whatever that you're displaying looks good in grayscale, because keep in mind most people have the traditional Kindles that are not color. You can have links in here. You're certainly welcome to do that. You can turn any text into a link. Be careful about too many affiliate links. I know some people who have been making some affiliate sales from Kindle, from their Kindle books. I'd just be careful about being too aggressive with that. You wouldn't want to ban your account on that. But for the most part, I mean, you can use bold and you can use italics, things like that. And then here's the really cool thing. At the end of your book, or anywhere you want to really, you can actually include a link directly to your blog. So they get to the end, they jump over. I believe I have this actually set to go directly to a squeeze page where they can I can collect email addresses. So that is step number 2, which is formatting your book for the Kindle. Number 3 is you want to upload your book to the Kindle library. So what you need to do is you need to go, and I'll put the link below this video, you need to go to the web address kdp.amazon.com. And you can, if you already have an Amazon account, you can just sign in or sign up with your own Amazon account. That will give you access to into the Kindle Direct Publishing arena. And this is where you can actually go in and upload your book and you walk through the steps. I won't go through all that. In the Kindle Your Passion course, I have a whole 20-minute video kind of walking you step by step of doing that. The important thing to remember, there's two things. The first one is if you want to capture the most revenue, then you want to price your book between $2.99 and $9.99. Anything below $2.99, Amazon only gives you 35% commission. And anything above $9.99, Amazon's only going to give you 35% commission. If you're in between the sweet spot of $2.99 to $9.99, then you'll actually qualify for 70%. So as a general rule, like where I like to put my books is probably somewhere around $2.99, where I'm earning just over $2 per download. And you can imagine that can add up pretty quickly if you're getting several downloads a day on a regular basis. That can certainly add up really fast. And then the last thing, I said there was two things that I wanted you to know about publishing your book. The last thing is that you really want to consider using the KDP Select to promote your book. And being more specific, once you're logged into this account and you publish your book, you are going to have the option to select, yes, I would like to enter the KDP Select program. What that does is it puts you into the program for 90 days. And for the next 90 days, you're telling Amazon that you will not sell your book anywhere else but on Amazon. So you can't sell it separately on your blog unless you're pointing a link to your book on Amazon, but you can't sell it separately from Amazon. You can't sell it on the Nook and Barnes & Noble or any of the other sites. You have to just only sell it on KDP Select or on Amazon. And so what that does is by you agreeing to do that, they actually give you 5 free promotion days that you can use. You can use 5 in a row, you can use 2 in a row, you can use 1 every single week until it runs out. But what that does is it puts you in the free category, which is on the right side when people are looking up books, and you just get thousands of downloads when that happens. And you say, well, why do I want to give away my book for free? There's a couple reasons. Number one, you're going to get a lot of traffic driving back to your blog with people clicking on links going back. That's one. So you're going to get a whole nother arena of potential followers by just tapping into the massive amount of traffic that Amazon gets. And then number two, they actually have what's called the KDP Select Global Fund. They set aside a budget that they divide amongst all those who gave away free books. So for November of 2012, when I'm recording this, they're giving away $700,000. They're going to divide that up among all the people who have free downloads in the month of November. Now, sometimes that's more, you get more than you get other months, but there's been times where I've got as much as a dollar or so per download. And there's other times where you get, you know, closer to 25, 50 cent per download. But as you can imagine, you're giving away for free and Amazon's paying you to give your book away for free. So regardless of what that amount is, it just works in and makes it nice. So I would just encourage you to really think about going down that path. And again, if you really want to know the ins and outs of promoting, you certainly can take a look at our Kindle Your Passion course that walks you through it step by step. But these are the big areas. You need to put together a book that's in that word range. You need to format your Kindle book, and you need to upload that book to the Kindle library. And then really think about the KDP Select, because it's going to get you lots of downloads. It's going to also help with your rankings as well in Amazon. So I know that was a fast overview. Watch the video again if this is brand new to you, but I'd really encourage you to, it's not as difficult or as hard as it may seem until you jump in and do it. All right, welcome back. Now, I know that was a video and that you had to listen to an audio, but I hope that you really got a good overview of the process. Hopefully, you're not as intimidated by the process. At least you know what's involved and you've got a good idea. And again, I would encourage you to go check out our Kindle course, where we really push to show you exactly how you can write a book and publish it in 30 days. And that's right, we give you the exact outline, the PDF. We show you what to do each day so that you can have within 30 days a book that is ready to make money out there on the Amazon Kindle. So again, you can go check that out at bloggingyourpassion.com/Kindle. Okay, until the next podcast, go out there and blog your passion.